Yep, we're on. Yes, Mr. Salucci.
Mr. Mascolato.
Mr. Pittman.
Mr. Gibson.
Mr. Coach. And Mr. Clark.
Yes, all here.
I can't. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to all our commissioners. We don't seem to see any visitors in the room, so we'll move to item number five, the board votes meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included the meeting minutes from the May 27th meeting in your packet. If there was any errors that you guys found or any questions, we can deal with those now.
Looks like my consensus is good.
So I'll make a motion to adopt the minutes of the May 27th, 2025 regular meeting.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? So carried. Employee safety meeting minutes for item number six.
Yes, Mr. Chair, so the employees had a safety meeting on June 3rd. We included those minutes in the packet for your guys' review. If there's any questions, then I can answer those now.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, I met with Glenn on the warrants. We went over them. Everything is in order. So I am going to make a motion to approve the warrants paid on that meeting, on this meeting. Our numbers 30422 through 30475 in the amount of $557,364.27, including commissioner's checks numbers 11682 through 11687 and electronic fund transfers.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
All those in favor,
sir. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carry. Number eight, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the monthly fiscal reports in your packet for review. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Any questions from board members?
Notes are informational only, so we don't have to have a vote or anything.
Ready Creek Design.
Yes, Mr. Chair, so we're asking for amendment number two to the task order number 36 for the design of Rudy Creek. Dealing with the obstacles over there as far as Caltrans, PG&E, Fish and Wildlife, the Army Corps, I mean, there's just a ton of different agencies that had to be communicated with, had to have permits run through. Anyway, so there was just a lot of back and forth. It racked up quite a total here on this, and so they're asking for the amendment to get us to this thing completed. This will take us to bid phase services all the way. This will be the last time I have to come for an amendment for Rudy Creek Design. From here on out, it'll be construction and construction management and that type of stuff. So once again, we're asking for an amendment number two to Jacob's task order number 36 for a cost not to exceed $97,500. That should be it for this. That should be done deal. Just for an example, I think we racked up it was $45,000 just dealing with PG&E. Just back and forth, our engineering team with theirs, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now we have to pay PG&E $45,000 for the equipment and stuff to come in there and do the job. So, yeah, that was basically what ended up happening and how this, why we even needed this amendment. It was just all the back and forth. Caltrans is the same thing there. And then there was conference calls with Caltrans and PG&E to make sure that, okay, it fits their specs, but does it fit their specs? Oh, no, there's this little weird area where it doesn't fit either one of their specs. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But we're through it. At this point, this will put us over the finish line and get us right up to the a contractor on site.
And this is kind of the price that was figured into the whole,
right? I mean, this is a little bit more than I thought that this was going to come in at, but yeah, this is kind of in the realm of what we figured SCORE was going to end up paying. I mean, I was hoping it wasn't going to be this high, obviously. I'm always hoping it's not going to be this high. But
it's always more than you think.
Always.
I make a motion to approve amendment number 2 to Jacob's task order number 36 for a cost not to exceed $97,500.
Yes. Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Thank you all. Number 10, attorney's report, all items subject
to attorney. Scott Drexel, covering for Ryan from Jones and Mayor. There's nothing significant to report. The K&M litigation is still ongoing. As Glenn told me today, his deposition was canceled. So we'll see.
So they started picking up steam and then it lost steam again.
Yeah.
So I got called today and saying they canceled it.
K&M asking for the deposition?
Yeah, I was supposed to be deposed by them on Friday. And so I had deposition. I was supposed to go with Colin Tuno and them on Thursday to get briefed on how to deal with it. And then I got called today and said it's canceled Friday. So, and they don't have another date yet. So.
Okay. So, would it be due to the two findings?
I have no idea. They didn't express to me any reason why. They just said that he called up, Walt McNeely called up and canceled.
So, why would you not be able to post an opinion?
I'll have to check it. I just don't have enough information to really opine on that. It could be everything from flakiness to some tactical move. You never really know.
Good answer.
Is there such a statute on that?
Yeah, ultimately, it's up to the judge. You know, if the suit's not moving along, there's definitely motions you can make to say, you know, basically failure to prosecute. Whether that applies here.
I believe we were on the verge of that though last time before it started picking up steam. I believe that's what Megan and Sarah had told us from Colin Tuno, that they were on the verge of asking the judge to step in here and do something. So maybe they will at this point. I'll call tomorrow and find out, get more details for you guys.
I'll mention this from the city's point of view, if we do have another investigation going on the Gateway project. All the events surrounding that event, there is an investigator hired, got a lot of experience in if you don't remember, the Gateway was supposed to be developed by now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the crossing of Cornucopia, the property right there on Federal Road.
Right.
We had a public meeting on it, and we have a large public response that wanted to see something done there. And don't really care the details. We didn't want to see something done. We've done all agree on it.
Well, that's why we built our building on Feather River, is because in 1989 or whatever it was, that was supposed to be the Gateway to Oroville, that whole street.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And this hasn't materialized with the second developer on the project. Just that's what it is right now. Let's see how it goes.
So you said an investigator.
Yeah. Could be. I just say that there was a sufficient question raised at the public meeting about events that came around the day with that are really significant. Shouldn't have been done that way. I'm so a little dispersed about it, but every contract we ever sign, every contract that we ever issue, has a performance bond. I'm not real happy with that. I'm not going to say the point is hurt, but, that just means I think we need to take the newspaper today. I think that's a lot of people.
It's been in the newspaper a lot lately.
It was in there today.
Yeah. So, it's just a petty thing, and the thing I bring to the story is we need to hope to see development.
That's all we ask.
That's all we ask. Okay, thank you. And Glenn?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chair. So no operational issues this month at all. Pulled quarterly samples and sent those down last week. I'm expecting those to come back fine. They generally do. Knock on wood. Solar project is underway. Panels just arrived on site today. Everything should be going fine with that. One hiccup we're facing right now is trying to get fencing contractors to give us quotes on the fence. We did get one. With that, he said this quote is only good until July 1st because the tariffs are going to kick in and materials are going to go up 25%. Wow. So me and Micah, originally our plan was to try to fence the entire property. So just go ahead and run it from where it ends here all the way around and get it done. The first quote I got was very high, and if it goes up 25%, it's going to be even higher. So we're potentially going to change the plan and just fence the new solar field, because our original plan would be up around $200,000 to fence the entire property. $200,000. So it's
compared to the lot house.
$55.
Yeah, it's about $55 a foot, I think, is what they gave us. So, I mean, and that's your guys' call. When I saw the price, I thought, well, maybe we should change it and just do the 900 feet around the solar field and call it good and worry about the rest of it later. But that's a board decision, you know.
We just completed a metal fence around the Winston Garden.
Are they all the same? Trying to figure out why they look different.
Yeah. No, it's expensive. I know up here we had to replace the fence that we knocked down for the East Interceptor, and it was $48,000 on that one.
That was
800 feet or something like that. Yeah, it's and the cobble out here is bad, and they didn't like, you know, so it is what it is. But I will, originally I was hoping that I would have enough quotes to maybe even bring it to this meeting or maybe have a special meeting before the July 1st deadline on the tariffs, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen unless I can get more quotes. If I can get more quotes, I might be scrambling and trying to call you guys and trying to set up a special meeting to get it done so we can save the money. But I don't know. I got to get two more quotes before I can bring it to you guys. I can't just show up with one quote. So I'm working on that.
One thing about that.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to hold a special meeting before July 1st.
It would have to be this week. It'd have to be because the 1st is Tuesday. Yes. Yep.
Unless you swear a clarifying, you're not here.
I think 15th of July is when I have scheduled for him to come in and swear in, so it'll be you. Plant upgrade, everything's moving forward. Everything's on schedule. Commissioner Salvucci went out there with me this morning and took a look. It's definitely a big giant hole out there. I think Commissioner Coach has seen it. But it everything's working. They're a little nickel and dimey, it seems to me, the contractor is. I've had conversations with the construction manager about that. Some of the stuff is like, to me, is a little over the top, nickel and dimey, but we're working our way through. East Interceptor over here, they're working on it this week. That should be done this week. They're trying to tie it in for your guys' line over there. So, they're fully out there working. They were working today, so that should be done. Rudy Creek, we just talked about that in the other part of the meeting. That's moving forward and should be ready for bid here real soon. As far as my entity reports, I got nothing to report on Thermalito and Loapud. I had a couple meetings with Brian working through the Rudy Creek funding agreement. All great. He's taking that to your guys' council meeting on the 1st. And then I organized a meeting with myself and Patrick, the community development director, with some representatives from some wastewater package plant facilities, because he's been talking to developers about outlying areas that might make more sense to have SCORE run a package plant out there rather than have pay for a bunch of pipe and environmental disaster to come back through here and all this stuff. Not a disaster, but a red tape, all that nonsense. So anyways, just kind of trying to think about different ways to get the development done that the town needs. So we have another meeting with them later. And it was just, the first one was just to kind of educate Patrick on, hey, there's other options here, man. Everything doesn't have to be piped, you know. So anyways, we're working our way through that with the city and trying to think outside the box a little bit on how to serve the needs of our community here. And yeah, that's it. That's all I got for the entity. So other than that, if you guys have any questions for me.
Questions? On this specific thing?
Yeah, on anything. My manager report's done, so. That's all I had to report.
Well, I think I'm good. Yes, fine. So I've had a few questions by constituents saying, what's going on with the river housing project on Ober and Lincoln, and I've been told that it's a sewer issue.
The River Ranch project? Yeah, it's not a school or sewer issue. That's a low. I don't think it's a sewer issue. It's a low of their project. That's the one where they're building the lift station and stuff for you guys out there. Yeah, it's a contractor issue.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, from SCORE's point of view, we did the capacity study. We told them what they would owe. We went through the rigmarole, and so we're good to go.
That lift station is temporary, just until we get through the railroad tracks.
But yeah, no, SCORE is no issue for anybody, mm-hmm. as far as I'm aware. We're trying not to be, anyways. I was a little bit of an issue for Cal Water. I probably should have put that in here. They are punching a new well down here, and they wanted to discharge, like,
by the river and bird.
Yeah, all of their dirt from punching the well into our sewer, and so we told them no. Like 1.5 million gallons a day of like well dirt. I was just like
16-inch well.
Yeah, I was like, no, we don't. We can't treat dirt, you know. So
that's what the casing is, a 16-inch.
Yeah.
16-inch well. Yeah.
So and they wanted all the bentonite and all that stuff that they wanted to bring that here, all of it. I was just like, and the guy's like, oh, there's no solids in it. It just looks like chocolate milk. I'm like, your definition of solids and mine are different.
Turns into jelly and yes. Eventually gets hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So anyways. So we did piss off one person this week, but that was for a good reason. So
we were cordial about it.
Yeah, we were cordial about it. But.
At least
they asked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Lonnie's pretty good. She's the one that runs it over there now, and she's pretty good. She's very communicative, and yeah, we have a good relationship. So she wasn't real stoked about my answer, but it is what it is.
That's the first well at Cal Water's built in like 60 years.
Yeah, they didn't have any records on past wells as far as
pump. Yeah, because he asked for that for permitting purposes. It's like, well, what should we be looking at here? Like, what's going to come down? Oh, we don't have
any sampling from the previous wells.
We don't have any of that. Well, that's not good.
Well, it's they're hoping to get past the PFAS.
Exactly.
Where they do it on, because the other well is right behind the service station. Mm-hmm. They have to shut it down.
Yep.
And the well over by Bedrock, they had to put a ground filter.
Yep. Yeah, they wanted to send some of that stuff to us too when they were doing that. And I was like, nope. You can't send PFAS to us. Like, we hate it just as much as you do. Like, we have regulatory requirements too.
Very true.
So, anyways, that's it for me.
Okay. I'm next to visitor comments. Don't see any visitors. So, commissioner and staff comments. So, I'll start over to my left. Any comments?
No.
Okay. I have nothing yet. There you go. I'm going to make a comment about the last council meeting. We had a presentation on some home builders here. Either Mr. Kevin Avila's firm, and they made almost an hour-long presentation, and they have roughly about enough projects for about 400 new homes. Probably the first one will be Really Creek Estates out there at 18th and Feather. They do purchase that. Ready to go.
It's been 95.
Yes, I think so. And then they bought other vacant properties in Fernalito. So each one of the projects was outlined. He said there's 300 or 400 homes, new homes ready to be built. And they also bought what's the one on Denver for the subdivision?
Orchard Crest.
Orchard Crest, yeah. They bought the new division for Orchard Crest. But,
are you doing?
No.
Something like that.
So it's just and we're working on. They want to use the eligible CFP process for funding the certain infrastructure needs they have to put in place. So we're working through that.
They do that a lot for Fernando, or have done that a lot for Fernando.
We did. Yeah, we have two public safety ones. 2006-1, 2006-2, CFP process. So they're very interested in having that, and...
So have you gotten any positive feedback from the community?
About the phones or the contract, huh?
About the annexation?
Oh, the annexation, well, we also had a beginning starts of the annexation strategy system, and we forwarded that to all the annexation plans. Mostly over expanding the narrowness of Oro Dam, some south, some north of Oro Dam. Scott's gonna be our first newly annexed person.
First one code enforcement.
So, and, you know, it's our, it's the city's duty to fill out the square root one, so we have to do it one way or the other. Then whatever strategy comes about from that, then we'll start the process of that situation. The other things you're gonna see at the next council meeting, and I briefly been told about it, is the, and you, I think you've talked to the Breed Company?
Yes.
And they'll be making a public presentation on what they're planning to do here. They've been keeping it pretty quiet until now.
Yeah, we have a meeting with them on the 10th, I think, me and Micah and Patrick.
And Breed essentially, in the short term, would be a local power company mm-hmm. to deliver electric power to our commercial customers.
Yeah, they had talked, and obviously this, I'll bring this to you when it comes, but they had talked to me about potentially leasing this chunk of the property here to use it for solar so that they could sell it as part of their thing. I don't know if we're getting the stuff that we should, but...
Well, it'll be publicly talked
about. Yeah, and they were kind of like bummed that we were already going to put our solar field up, but they're like, we'll do that for you, and then you can just buy that. I'm like, we got the capital. We're good to go on that, man. We'll entertain anything that'll help the community. So
they'll be operating out of the old Popeye's.
Yes, and they're partnered with Mountain.
Right, they're mm-hmm. already partners with Mountain. They're partners with a number of companies there. So essentially, they're going to be producing electricity and biomass.
Yep. And they potentially could take our sludge. That's my real interest. That's where I'm working with them on is they can take our sludge and use it in their bioreactors to create power with our sludge.
Right next door.
Which alleviates our, a lot for us. Regulatory, it alleviates cost, there's a lot. So that's my hope. The power stuff for everybody else would be great, but for SCORE's point of view, that would be the biggest bang for the buck for us.
So those discussions are going to be important to me here, just to see what's going on with it. I got to give our credit to Patrick. He's been working weekly with these guys. Mm-hmm. It's quite an endeavor because they reached out this way, and then we kind of pulled back, and then we reached out. They do have commitments to all our major electric companies, plastic up. What do you call it, plastic up? It's changed names.
Is that real plastic?
They have huge amounts of electric need, and all of our big electric users in town. Mm-hmm. They plan to supply power to it, and then eventually, once they get them, they'll be able to power or provide power choices to our residents. Somewhere in the 10-15% cheaper. But that's really cool there.
Mm-hmm.
But the executive committee definitely wants to make that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's move forward and see what we can do. And then now I was told the PowerPoint is going to be available next week.
Yeah, the nice thing that was encouraging for me from that meeting, at least, is that they've done this already in England, and their environmental stuff makes California's look like we're Alabama. So, I mean, their environmental restrictions are wild over there compared to California. So, at least they're good. They know how to jump environmental regulatory hoops. That's a good thing. So, hopefully,
That's good. Anyway, those are a couple of hot things on the hot
plate
right now.
Well, the owners of the Red Creek, they have the Ridgeway, and they have the homes built there, the upper-class upgrade houses, and they're selling. And has anyone drove by our building, the El Medeo building?
No, not yet.
Yes. It's in my district.
Yes. Isn't it beautiful?
It is absolutely.
We wanted to add a spice to that area.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. It looks amazing.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it after that?
Probably solar and...
Well, part of it we're going to, or temporary, we're going to lease it to PG&E for a lay down yard.
Yeah.
You know, store equipment.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing something now.
Yeah.
We'll get a little revenue from that. And then eventually, we still haven't made a decision on the painting on the side. We had painting on the front at one time that we're going to put on historical stuff in.
Yeah.
So do you have the painting?
Yeah.
So you're working with the rest of it?
Well, we tried.
We tried.
Yeah.
Just for tomorrow?
Didn't get too far on that, but we'll try again next year. But, yeah, we are trying to add just a little bit more to our neighborhood. Yes, the neighbors are happy about it too. The fencing is beautiful.
A lot of it will be privacy where you can't see all the equipment in the back and everything in front, be the wrought iron.
I used to be hands off.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a big deal, the color of the paint.
Yeah, trying to get the colors and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, she made up a good point. The homes that they're playing in the San Luis are going to be around $350,000 to $380,000.
$385,000
because their study tells them that about 8,000 people in Butte County that live in apartments can afford that house. So I think I have to applaud them for looking at local purchasers for the cost. So that was very competitive. There's that many in apartments right now that could afford a home. So thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really nice to have more in that price range for the middle class.
Right. Yep.
We work as a team.
There you go. We got covered all the bases. That's cool. Well, with that being said, any other comments or questions? I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Got two head nods?
Yes.
All in favor, please signify with a aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. At 5:27, we are adjourned, folks. Thank you all.
So this is your last meeting?